I'm going to talk about a word that actually can be a good word, but it's conflict. You know, when people are in conflict, we always think that's horrible. And I've been a conflict avoider all of my life. I'm learning some things. Communication's a learned trait, Jackie, as you know.
You're a lover, not a fighter.
Boy, am I. I'm a runner sometimes, not a fighter. You could just ask my wife of 51 years now, okay? But, you know, with conflict, you know, we have negative conflict, what I call the negative conflict dance or the positive conflict dance. So let's talk about this. Maybe some of our listeners can identify with me, because this is kind of me too. You know, we have tension and friction and problems and pain and whatnot. And when we do the negative conflict dance, we go right to the defensiveness. Mm-hmm. It's normal. We do that, but it stops good communication. And when we have defensiveness, you know, we start blaming or we get anger. And one of the questions I always have to ask is, do I want to be right or do I want to have a better relationship? Sometimes I need to keep this mouth of mine quiet. But defensiveness is not going to work, but we tend to go there. We get defensive, then we move to what I call disconnect, because if you're defensive for too long, you disconnect in your relationship. And that's when, you know, you emotionally withdraw. Kathy said a phrase, she hasn't said it for years, but she used to always say, I feel like you're crawling in your cave, emotional withdrawal. And then you move to kind of being detached. So now we've got a lot of people in relationships because of tension and conflict where they're bitter, they're resentful, they have contempt. Some of them are lonely, unresolved issues, fighting, deadness. I mean, we're going to hopefully have some callers who talk about that today because that's the deal. That moves to deeper tension and regret. But I want to teach the positive conflict dance today very quickly. Well, we start with tension, right? But then instead of moving to defensiveness, we move to we. How do we resolve this issue? How do we assume responsibility for whatever the issues are together? And when we do that, now I'm not blaming Kathy. She's not blaming me, but we're trying to resolve the issue by becoming a we. What can we do to resolve this issue? And you know what happens when I do that, and I'm trying my best, is we get connected. And when we're connected, we don't have to agree on everything. Mm-hmm. Now we're not doing the win or lose on each other. Or that blame game, we're learning new things about each other. We're learning new things. And I feel connected even when there has been tension. And again, we don't have to always agree. And then, of course, what you move to is what I call authentic oneness and feeling loved. And you can do that within conflict. So that's my thought for this morning.
All right. Jackie, any thoughts on Jim's thoughts?
I love the idea of feeling loved while in conflict, right? It's so opposite of what we usually think about